Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, the Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, for our monthly update in agricultural history. Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about the early connections between agricultural learning of colonists and the founders of the country, and how that grew into the centers for public knowledge and for the public good.
Well, I'm excited to talk about these connections between agricultural history and agricultural places and rural libraries. And these early connections are really important for all of us. Most of us who live in rural communities realize that the library in our community is a central place for learning and for community activity. And this traces a legacy, an agricultural one, all the way back to the founding of the country. So founders like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were very much involved with the study of agriculture, and they also believed in community knowledge for a larger public good. And so there's this combination early on between practical and the professional, although as everyone also knows who's listening probably, that there's been also a tension between what book farming is and then actually owning land and farming it outright. But the whole idea around Jeffersonian agrarianism, ultimately Jefferson donating a lot of his books and library to basically forming the Library of Congress, all of that has agricultural roots.
Dr. Vail, also talk a little bit about the phenomenon that is land-grant universities. Obviously, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is Nebraska's land-grant, and how that grew from the Morrill Act during the time of the Civil War through today.
So a key part of this in the 1800s is the formation that Abraham Lincoln signed into law of the land-grant university, the idea of that land grants are to connect agricultural extension knowledge to other types of knowledge. And so Smith Lever, ultimately in the early 1900s, makes this available through extension and widening the relationship between a public knowledge of agricultural science for the good of farmers and ranchers and others who are living rural life. And all of that has a rural library component so that people cannot just create records and create knowledge, but they have access to that later on. And so the land grant becomes, especially the land grant library, becomes really key to part of that.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about the role of the rural library for a community center of knowledge and engagement, but also one of bringing people together on a social aspect.
Well, I think that more recently being the 1930s on, part of those New Deal programs to help farmers and ranchers out included a federal writers program and sort of different aspects of the Works Progress Administration. And these New Deal programs very much were about promoting rural life. And so the rural libraries were key to that. So in the Great Depression and onward, we see that the rural library becomes more and more a central component of community life, community expression, community knowledge. And I would say that my local library in Kearney and others still serves this role today. We have community members who are very much engaged at the library here. And so I think that's one of the agricultural legacies of our libraries.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has occurred this month in agricultural history?
I'd like to give two announcements for this month. One is that I will be doing a history of aerial spraying and agricultural aviation at the Eisenhower Presidential Library on June 28th at noon. It's free food and open to the public, so if you find yourself in Abilene, I'd love for you to come. Also, many listeners may have heard this, but Kansas State's Hale Library had a devastating fire in May, and so part of what I'd like to do is, if you're interested in supporting the rebuilding efforts, please go to this website, give.evertrue.com/KSU/helpforhale. You can also find that on K-State's webpage. But I would encourage listeners, if you feel inclined, to go ahead and support the rebuilding efforts at Hale Library.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us once again for a monthly update in Ag History. For the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.